The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
A sobering start to our segment this morning, Adam. Prison suicide.
Yes, it is big. Yeah, morning, Chris. Yeah, prison reformers are basically saying that they have major concerns about the state of our jails. I mean, they have done for some time, and I know these things get raised generally, but this record number of suicides amongst inmates reported here today. There were 102 prison suicides this year, and obviously we've still got a bit of the year to go. That's the most number ever. So one suicide in prison every 3 days, roughly. Ooh. Campaigners say it's partly down to overcrowding, staff shortages, therefore over-confinement to cells. The availability of psychoactive drugs is a problem, with drones being used to get drugs in and other things. And they say this is a cocktail for depression and violence and self-harm and suicide. And all this despite a new government prison reform initiative. So the controversial conclusion from the Howard League for Penal Reform is, although they're not the first to say it, prison doesn't work, at least in a lot of cases. And we need to stop locking everyone up, is their conclusion. But I can't quite see that happening yet.
I doubt whether the public will fall for that one. A Brexit legal challenge.
Well, yeah, this is fun. New questions over the planned exit from the European Union, because a couple of bright sparks who are interested in these things have hired a couple of bright lawyers. And lo and behold, there are basically new legal challenges over this from MPs from all three main parties, therefore, are sort of getting in on this, because when people voted for leaving the European Union, they weren't voting to leave the European single market. It turns out the two are separate. And to leave the European Union, you have to trigger one article. To leave the European single market, you have to trigger a different article. And the two are not the same. So the lawyers are saying that there's a separate agreement, therefore, for the European Economic Area compared with the European Union. And so we could be like a Norway, Iceland, or Luxembourg. We could be non-EU, but pay into the EU to keep certain trade benefits. Is that what people thought they were voting for? It's probably not. That's the trouble.
Yeah, lawyers having a field day. Now, it's not even December, Adam, but bar humbug.
Yeah, it is a bit. A little of that season to be grinchy, I suppose, given that just in the past couple of days or so, we've had this forecast that Christmas is going to cost us 6-10% more purely because of the fall in the pound. We've had this business plea that workers should be allowed to enjoy Christmas and not have to go all PC and anti-Christian, because after all, if you can enjoy Diwali and Ramadan and Hanukkah, why can't you enjoy Christmas?
Yeah.
And also, shock, horror, outrage for the parents of a Catholic school in Worcester. St. Joseph's is charging parents a small fee to attend this year's nativity play. And I suppose there's nothing wrong, really. I mean, they're saying that the proceeds will get spent on books and so forth. But the number of parents who've taken to Twitter to let rip of this alleged rip-off. I don't know, is it so bad to pay a quid to watch your kid in the manger? I mean, at least they haven't asked for frankincense and myrrh, just a tiny bit of gold.
That's right. It's not the full quid. All right. Thank you very much for that, Adam.
Cheers, Chris.
Adam Gilchrist.